In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Michael, Archangel. We encounter Saint Michael most famously in Saint John's vision of heaven, narrated in the book of the Apocalypse. And there was a great battle in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon fought, and his angels, but they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And that great dragon was cast out, the old serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who seduceth the whole world. And he was cast onto the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Saint Michael takes his name from his battle cry, which he and the good angels shouted out in this battle with Satan. In Hebrew, Michael means, "Who is like God?" This was Saint Michael's response to Satan's pride. Satan said, "I will not serve." In his great pride and delusion, that he could be like God, he leads this rebellion, practically wanting to take the place of God. And so Saint Michael reminds us, who is like God? There is no one like God. He is infinite and perfect being, complete goodness from all eternity, with no beginning, and he will have no end. And so Saint Michael's role as Prince of the Heavenly Army is to fight against Satan, to rescue God's people from the evil one, and to defend souls that they might not be lost. The serpent, who is a liar from the beginning, tries to get men to think that God must disappear so that they may become important. Remember the promise that Satan made to our first parents in the garden. You shall be like God. The continuous effort is to convince us that God is an impediment to our freedom, that we would be better off on our own. This temptation to be our own source of good without God is at the heart of any particular temptation that attacks us on any given day. Insanity. This temptation to insanity, this attack on our souls, is ongoing. But Holy Mother Church has given us a defense against this onslaught. Pope Leo XIII had a vision 140 years ago that the church would be attacked by evil in the 20th century. On the morning of October the 13th, 1884, Pope Leo XIII celebrated Mass, but as he finished, he turned to step down the stairs and collapsed, falling into what was originally thought to be a coma, but was rather a mystical ecstasy. As the priests and cardinals rushed to his side, Leo XIII rose and, visibly shaken, brushed off his aids and rushed back toward his apartment, where he immediately set to work writing the famous prayer to Saint Michael the Archangel. Leo XIII reported that what he saw in his vision was a vision of demons being released from hell. However, just as the vision ended, he saw Saint Michael, Archangel, charge in and drive them all back into hell. Leo XIII mandated that the prayer be said after every Mass from that point forth. The good popes and bishops since then have always encouraged the faithful to recite the Saint Michael prayer and obtain help in the battle against the forces of evil. the principalities of darkness in high places. How desperately we need to pray this prayer to Saint Michael every day. In it, we find that blessed obedience which elevates the soul, making it pleasing to God. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us.